Welcome back to Contact Talk Radio, everybody. My name is Cameron.
Lucia.
And, of course, our next guest is Lloyd Wright, author of this great book, Triumph Over Hepatitis C. And I want to, first of all, give some information out. 8 years ago, Lloyd Wright was diagnosed with chronic hepatitis C. Now, remember that. 8 years ago, he was diagnosed with chronic hepatitis C. And he truly cured himself of this hepatitis C and basically standing up against all odds, beat it. And he's here today to talk to us about that. His book, of course, Triumph Over Hepatitis C. Now, if you've got questions for our guest today, I'm going to give out that phone number now because I know that he's got lots of information and there's a lot of people out there that are curious about hepatitis C. So we're going to try and cover as much as we can. First of all, the phone number to call into the studio is 425-649-1112. That's 425-649-1112. Now, generously enough, Lloyd has offered his book to people who call his office at 877-676-1615. He has offered to gift his book to our listeners, Triumph Over Hepatitis C, for people that call into his office at 877-676-1615. What a gift that is. Lloyd, welcome to the show.
I'm very happy to be here.
You know, first of all, thank you really for being a part of Contact Talk Radio and supporting us as well. It's a great honor to have you here with us, especially with your background, given your background. Now, let's get into that a little bit. You were diagnosed with hepatitis C through an accident that I read in your book. Your John Deere tractor went over a cliff, it ran over you. You were basically left there to die, and along comes a horse. A guy on a horse with a CB radio calls in for help, and you had to go through a tremendous amount of operations and a blood transfusion, which is how you actually got the hepatitis C virus, right?
Yes, in 1979 I had 4 blood transfusions, and I was actually diagnosed in 1994 in December, accidentally diagnosed. So it was, I think, 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago.
Now, tell us, how were you accidentally diagnosed? Did you have symptoms or anything like that?
Well, what happened was my ALT and AST were really high, and those are liver enzymes, and they were in the 7 and 800s, which normal is about 15 to 30.
Mm-hmm.
And I started going to liver doctors, and one of them found that my ferritin level was high, which is iron storage in the liver. And so he sent me to a blood bank to have phlebotomies, where they take out a pint of blood a week and they discard it as toxic waste. However, they didn't discard my blood. They put it in the donation bin and tested it for hepatitis C. And then a couple months later, I got a letter in the mail saying I had hepatitis C and I could no longer donate blood. Now, today, 10 years later, they actually go out looking for hepatitis C because there's a huge amount of money in it, pushing a drug called interferon, which is not safe and not effective. But there's billions of dollars in it. So they're looking for it. But that's how I was diagnosed, and I was told that interferon had an 83% success rate, which is a lie, and it's printed right on the insert in the box. I wish I still have some today. At best, it was 12% effective at the very best. And on my website, there are dozens, if not hundreds, of studies that show that.
Wow. Now, you mentioned that hepatitis C is an epidemic, and I mentioned that earlier in the show. How did it get this way? How did we let something like this get away so easily?
Well, if you look at all of the statistics, and you put them together, you have to question what's going on here. The CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, on their website, claim that 3.9 million Americans have hepatitis C, and it's been that way for years. And during the 9/11 blood drives, every major newspaper in this country printed articles stating that the amount of hepatitis C that they found during those blood drives was more than double what the CDC says that there is in the United States. And most of the people that would really know the answers to this have told me that in the U.S. it's probably 15 to 25 million. And if you read that same CDC website, you'll see that the number of people that have AIDS in the United States is less than 1 million since 1984. Less than a million.
Wow.
So we're talking about something here that's maybe 15 to 25 times more people have in the U.S. Worldwide, the AIDS people say there's 34 million. The CDC says that 170 million people worldwide have it, but the more likely figure is 500 million, nearly double the population of the United States. And it is being, there's barely any attention on it at all. Nothing like AIDS, which is minuscule. So it's, and the reason, one of the reasons that there is not so much heard about it is because there is no single group of people that have it.
Wow.
It's across the board. With AIDS, in the beginning, you had the gay people who had hepatitis C. who had AIDS.
Yeah.
So you had a group.
Right.
And I think that led to, you know, a lot more publicity about it.
Right. And then all of a sudden, it's not just segmented to one group. It's actually anybody can get AIDS.
Right. You know? So it spread. And the facts are that 50% of people who have HIV are co-infected with hepatitis C.
Jesus. It's a scary thought when you think about it. Now, what are some signs? Is there signs out there that Lloyd, that people can look at to see whether or not they have hepatitis C, or is that actually just a blood test that we actually have to do?
Well, first, people need to know that if they've ever been to a hospital or a dentist, they should get tested, or if they had a tattoo, or if they engaged in risky behavior with IV drug use. Now, there's a lot of symptoms. The major one that I noticed was fatigue. And the other thing, I had diarrhea for 15 years, and I kept asking doctors, and they would just say, oh, well, some people have that. After I started my program, 3 days after I started drinking properly prepared aloe, the diarrhea went away.
Unbelievable.
And I suffered for 15 years with it. So some of the symptoms are nausea, diarrhea, fatigue, headaches, confusion, constipation, fever, chills, irritability. The liver, when it gets messed up, people get real irritable.
Right.
Skin problems, anxiety, mood swings, despair, body aches and pains. Arthritis can get real bad with hepatitis C.
What does hepatitis C, how do people actually die from hepatitis C? I mean, as I explained earlier, a friend of mine who, I just found out last week that his uncle was in the hospital with Hep C, and unfortunately he passed away this past Sunday. So, how do people die from it? What does it do? Does it stop the blood flow?
There's a whole range of things that can happen, and if you're diagnosed with hepatitis C before you have many symptoms, you change your diet and take a few supplements, and you're not going to die from hepatitis C. Most people that die from hepatitis C have developed cirrhosis. When you have hepatitis C, there's a whole group of things you need to avoid, which can lead to death. Antibiotics, antidepressants. The hepatitis A and B vaccine can literally kill you if you have hepatitis C. Alcohol. If you have hepatitis C, drinking alcohol is like throwing gasoline on a fire.
Right.
Drug use. Or in some people, you know, I mean, in all people, hepatitis C causes cirrhosis. And it's your body's immune system attacking. It tries to kill the enveloped virus, but it can't get inside the cell to kill it. So it kills the cell instead, which leads to cirrhosis and eventually death.
Makes me wonder if we all have hepatitis C inside us already, but for some people it's just inactive. And then something happens where along in life we go along and all of a sudden we eat or drink something that opens up the envelope type of thing. Do you know what I mean?
I think, you know, it's a blood-borne virus, and people catch it. I mean, they get it. It's pretty hard to get. I know that a lot of, about 65% of Vietnam veterans have it. A large percentage of the first Gulf War veterans of 1991 have it, because they all stood in this line where they used the same little air gun to give them the hepatitis B vaccine, one person after another.
Mm-hmm.
I've spoken to thousands of these people, and people who remember and know and have contacted other people that were in that line, every one of them has it.
Incredible. Incredible.
It's just because it's a bloodborne disease.
Right, right. Now you cured yourself of it. What did you do to make a difference for yourself?
Well, first, after modern medicine failed, I went around the world looking for people who were treating hepatitis C. And what I discovered is, in other parts of the world, they treat disease far different. It's just, it's an entirely different world the way they do things in other places.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you look at what we used to refer to as a witch doctor, which kind of got a bad name in cowboy movies, those people grew up, and when you were growing up as a little kid in a tribe or a small group or a small town, that doctor knew your grandfather, knew your parents, and knows a lot of things about you. And they do things differently. I found a doctor in Taiwan that was treating 12 people with hepatitis C by using the thymus glands of wild animals.
Hmm.
And that's just one example, and one of the main things that I used was net cell thymus. Atrium makes net cell thymus, and it's the only product in the world like it. It's live cells from embryonic tissue of porcine that's frozen to keep it alive, and when you consume it, it doesn't know the difference between you and a normal host animal. And this net cell thymus will increase your T cell activity 1,000-fold. And the T cells are sent to the liver by the adrenal receptors, according to the Yale School of Medicine, April 2001. And these T cells colonize in the liver, and they're signaling factors. They communicate. They orchestrate the immune system's attack on the virus.
Hmm.
So that's just one of the things that I did. There's a whole host of things that have to be addressed, because the liver has over 1,200 functions that it performs. In fact, now I think they're up to believing it does over 1,600. So there's a lot of different things one should do.
Right. Well, now when it comes to hepatitis C, you know, we've had breakouts here in the Northwest. We've heard it on the news from time to time. You know, one or two cases out of a school. All of a sudden, children develop hepatitis C. And I just read a report, or just watched a report on the news the other day. It was a Primetime Live, I think. They were doing something in restaurants, checking diseases in restaurants, and found that just in restaurants alone, they found the hepatitis C virus sitting on utensils and stuff like that. I mean, it's...
Usually that's hepatitis A or B.
Hepatitis A or B, okay.
Yeah, when the school children have an outbreak, it's almost always A. And it usually comes, some of the ones I've heard about here came from strawberries from Mexico.
Right.
And A is transmitted in food, or C is not. And B is transmitted by body fluids, sexual contact, where hepatitis C is not a sexually transmitted disease. And I have studies on my website, 10-year-long studies, one of them done in San Francisco with gay men for 10 years, where there was absolutely no evidence of sexually transmitted hepatitis C virus.
Hmm.
And there's a couple others with monogamous couples where the spouse had it, one spouse, and the other spouse didn't have it, and they studied these people, for over 1,000 of them, for over 10 years. Not one single case. And I knew this early on, right after I wrote my book. Couldn't really find a publisher, so I sold it on the Internet. And in no time at all, today I've spoken to well over 70,000 people that have it. Most of them are married and have 2.6 children. and almost never does the spouse have it. And that is good, solid evidence that it's not an STD. And for people who have it, that becomes a very big issue, especially if you're, I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're married or single, suddenly when you're diagnosed, whoever your partner is all of a sudden afraid of you.
Amazing, isn't it?
So it needs to, the word needs to get out there that this is not something you can get through sexual activity.
No, no, I understand that. Now, one of the things that I would like to ask you about, when you first discovered how many people are going through this and hepatitis period, what was your reaction to it? We got to take a commercial break. Okay.
Yes, we do. But before we go take a commercial break, I actually want to read one of the testimonials that are on the back of the book, Triumph Over Hepatitis C, an Alternative Medical Solution. The first one it shows here is male, 56 years old. I tried combo therapy for 1 year and it failed. The interferon treatment made me extremely sick, fatigued, and nauseous. After 6 weeks into your program, Lloyd, I feel better than I have in 10 years. I'm no longer experiencing the baseball under the rib syndrome from the swollen liver. In fact, I'm playing golf 4 to 5 times per week now. This is somebody who's had this for hepatitis C for quite some time. And
I remember that man. His name is Dan, and he lives in Texas.
Is that right?
And his brother had it. His older brother died from it.
Mm-hmm.
He builds swimming pools, and he's doing great. He just called the other day. I met him 6 years ago when I first started this.
It's fabulous to hear this, and we're going to share some more of the testimonials as the time goes on. Yet there's also a wonderful giveaway that
you're giving this book away, correct?
I am.
And
for free, and I'll ship it for free.
And so this is for every caller that calls you?
Every single person who calls me who heard about this on your radio show, I will send a free book to, no strings attached.
Oh, okay, so here's...
I want the world to know about hepatitis C.
This is awesome. So for every caller that calls into 877-676-1615. That's every caller that calls, 877-676-1615, is going to receive a free book from Lloyd Wright, his book, Triumph Over Hepatitis C, an Alternative Medicine Solution. You'll get this copy of the book for free and shipped for free. So give him a call, 877-676-1615. That's the number to call. If you'd like to find out more information about Lloyd Wright and hepatitis C, his website is hepatitis C, the letter C, free, hepatitiscfree.com. If you've got a question for our guest this morning, give us a call right now, 425-649-1112. We'd be glad to take your calls. We'll be right back with Lloyd Wright.
Is there a book inside you? Maybe you've invented a new or better way to make a widget, or discovered a way to succeed at business, or love, or life. Maybe you want to share the life story of someone extraordinary, but maybe you don't have the time or energy or know-how to write a book. Did you know that you can be an author even if you're not a writer? Primary Sources helps you get your valuable ideas out into the world, offering ghostwriting and editing services, and classes that help you discover your authentic voice and explore how you contribute to our world. Check out www.primary-sources.com or call 425-865-0409 to bring your book to life. If you're looking for a rewarding career in massage therapy, the Northwest School of Massage in Kirkland and Federal Way offers a 6-month intensive program that works with your schedule, allowing you to train part-time, day or night. Small classes and free placement assistance will help ensure your success as a massage therapist.
To register for the Northwest School of Massage's free career workshop, or for more information, call 1-800-929-9441. That's 1-800-929-9441.
At some point, we all have bouts with stress and anxiety. This happens because your brain is depleted in neurotransmitters. The perfect solution is Anxiety Control, the number one natural alternative. Anxiety Control replaces in the brain the nutrients that belong there, so you're stress-free. For more info, call the product specialists at the Pain and Stress Center, 1-800-669-2256, 1-800-669-2256. And ask for Anxiety Control.
Do you want to know yourself better, wondering about the life you've created? It's time to recognize yourself as spirit. The CDM Psychic Institute offers psychic readings that will give you a neutral perspective of your world. call CDM Psychic Institute at 425-258-1449. That phone number again is 425-258-1449. Or visit our website at c-d-m.org. That's c-d-m.org.
Leanne Rayfuse, holistic counselor and coach, will assist you in recreating your life by simply clearing clutter and moving furniture. Create space for something new to come into your life, support long-lasting healing and change. Call Leanne today at 206-861-1813. That's 206-861-1813 for a free half-hour consultation and visit her website at bodymindspiritcoach.com. Get unstuck and recreate what's happening inside you.
All right, welcome back to Contact Talk Radio. Our guest this morning, Lloyd Wright, who has healed himself of hepatitis C, writes about it in his book and the cures and what he did. His story, and it's just a fantastic book overall. It's called Triumph Over Hepatitis C, An Alternative Medicine Solution. Now, Lloyd made an offer to all of our listeners this morning. So for every listener that calls into 877-676-1615, again, 877-676-1615, you will receive a copy of this book, Triumph Over Hepatitis C. How big is that book, Lucia? That's a thick book.
Well, it's over 250 pages,
yeah.
And right now I'm on Chapter 33, Letters from Survivors.
Yeah, Letters from Survivors.
Yeah.
So, listen, the book is fantastic. Give him a call. Let him send you a copy of his book for free. There's no shipping charge. It's just a free book. And, in fact, if you go to his website and you don't hear him on the show, you actually buy his book on the website. So
that's
this
right.
is something that he's doing just for the listeners.
And another survivor here, I wanted to bring another testimonial in here, a female who's 49 years old. You were incredibly helpful and supportive, and besides wanting to thank you, I also wanted to update you. My viral load has gone from 3,100,000 to 318,600, down 90%. All of this in less than 10 months.
Jeez.
I mean, that a 90% drop within 10 months, I think, is how incredible.
Yeah.
Now, coming back in, Lloyd, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Now, I want to ask you about the interferon. Now, the interferon is something that the government's using to cure hepatitis C, but in fact, it's not really doing that, is it?
Interferon has been termed by the medical community as the treatment that is worse than the disease, and it is reality. This interferon was actually developed for a throat cancer in 1962, and it is ineffective, and it causes more serious side effects. Even if people go to LloydWright.org and look at my interferon message board,
mm-hmm.
you can read testimonials from people that became non-detected using it, but they're sicker today than they ever were. They're crippled. Interferon causes toxicity in the brain on the first shot. It damages your neurotransmitters in your brainstem, where there's 15 billion brain cells, and it causes all kinds of permanent damage. And most people aren't really told the full effects. It's just like playing Russian roulette. And there is basically no difference.
So why are they using it for hepatitis C, then, if it's such a killer?
There's one reason. The CBER, which is the agency of the FDA who approved this drug for sale, says that they approved it not because that it's safe, not because it's effective, but because they consider that there is no alternative. And you can read their words on the front page of my website. You click on the CBER report, and you can read the entire thing in their words. It is unbelievable that this kind of thing is going on. This makes Vioxx look like a joke. Of course, millions of people were taking Vioxx, whereas not millions are taking interferon. And you know, one of the other things I have to bring up here is that there are really no good long-term studies on interferon, and the reason that there aren't is because people who use it are still sick or dead. Melody Beatty's ex-husband used Roche's brand of interferon. It's called Pegasus. On his third shot, he suffered respiratory failure and was in intensive care for 3 months and died, strictly and only because of interferon. This was a 42-year-old healthy individual, and his third shot killed him.
Unbelievable.
And respiratory failure is listed as a side effect of interferon. It causes people to become deaf or lose hearing. It causes people to become blind. It ruptures the blood vessels that feed the center of the eye. It causes so many things, it's unbelievable. If you answered the phone in my office for a week, you'd think you lived in a third world country.
Incredible.
And I hate to say that, but it's true.
Incredible. Now, Lloyd, let me ask you, though, then, from this perspective, then, given the fact of your research and what you've done, you've cured yourself and the testimonies you have, why isn't the government and the Center for Disease Control getting hip to what you're talking about here? I mean, why don't they stop using the interferon and start using what you're doing?
You know, I thought that was what was going to happen when I wrote my book and I first published it in 1999. I've been to conventions. I've spoken at Berkeley. I've spoken at the San Francisco Teaching Hospital. I've spoken at conventions across the country. And there are people, you know, I was invited to the White House and I spoke with the president. I had spoken with senators and I was at Congress and I spoke to congressmen about hepatitis C. And I thought that was going to make a difference.
Yeah.
And I have been from the president to everybody all the way down. And, all I can tell you is that it is a system thing going on. The pharmaceutical companies are the biggest companies in the world. They have make more money than anyone else. Shearing Plow, just to give you an example, they make Pegintron. A few years back, they were going broke because their original product, Intron A's patent, ran out, and other companies started making their interferon. So what did they do? Their money they brought in from Intron A dropped from $3.6 billion a year to $700 million a year, which is a really big drop.
Yeah.
So they made it time-released or pegulated, and they got a patent on that, and they're back up into the billions again. But if you read that study on the front page of my website, you'll see that the quality of life during treatment and after treatment is far worse on the time released than it was on the original product. And I know it from answering the phone and answering emails. People who would do my program after Intron A would get well a whole lot more than after Pegintron. People walk in my office, a light breeze could knock them over. The stuff destroys your pancreas. It causes diabetes in 20% of the people that use it. And they don't bother to tell you that. They want to treat. They push drugs. I'm sorry, I feel bad I have to say that, but the average American doctor is a drug pusher. And he's doing it for the sake of money or stupidity. I'm not sure which.
You know, I don't know what to say because I feel kind of the same way, that there's a lot of things that have been pushed upon us. You know, take an aspirin for a headache, take this for this, take that for that. And, you know, when it comes to alternative therapies or alternative methods of healing life-threatening diseases, you know, no one seems to really care in our government system of the people that we voted in there. And given the fact that you've talked to presidents and you've talked to the president, you've talked to the senators, and nothing's being done, is another sign of where we need to be as a society and start to be getting proactive into what we want to accomplish.
This is one thing Melody Beatty always brings out. She says, what happened to all those protesters back during the Vietnam War?
Yeah.
Why aren't they standing up and doing something about this now?
You know, it's a good question, and I wonder, Lloyd, if maybe the fact is that a lot of people are feeling defeated, that nothing's going to change. You know.
Well, the doctors tell them it's a death sentence. They cause people to have such a fear of it that they use their drug, and of course the drug doesn't work most of the time. But it's a real problem, and I'm not sure. Since I've spent 6 full years with no vacation, no day off, doing nothing but hepatitis C, I'm a little confused about. What I can tell people is that nutrition is the key. This disease doesn't kill you overnight. It takes 30 years before most, 15 to 30 years before most people develop any symptoms. And if they eat right, avoid certain foods, avoid prescription drugs, most of them are going to do fine. The statistics show that people who have hepatitis C, only 10% of them die from hepatitis C.
Incredible. Listen, we're going to take a commercial break right here, but we are going to tell you about this book, Triumph Over Hepatitis C. And, Lucia, you're going to read another testimonial there, right?
Yes, I am. Male, 37 years old. Lloyd, I just returned from yet another visit to Lexington Medical Center, where a few weeks ago I had another viral count performed. And guess what? I'm clear of the virus. My doctor says if this was the same 3 months ago, after 3 months, that this is truly a miracle. Thought I would pass that on to you.
Wow, fantastic. Okay, now for every caller that calls into Lloyd Wright's office, 877-676-1615. That's every person that calls in to the toll-free number at 877-676-1615 is going to receive a free copy and free shipment of his book, Triumph Over Hepatitis C. It's over 200 pages. It's got a ton of information in it. 877-676-1615 for every caller that calls in to Lloyd's Wright office. If you'd like more information about Lloyd Wright and hepatitis C, you can go to two websites, lloydwright.org or hepatitiscfree.com.
And if you have a question right now, give us a call right here at 425-649-1112.
Excellent. We'll be right back.
All I've got give to you, believe my words and I thank you.
The benefits of traditional Chinese medicine will give you an integrated treatment strategy that complements your existing medical program. The Advanced Wellness Center in Bellevue uses traditional Chinese medicine that treats your body's entire health system. Call the Advanced Wellness Center in Bellevue today and learn what traditional Chinese medicine can do for you. You can reach the Advanced Wellness Center at 425-462-9355 or on the web at advancedwellnesscenter.net.
I was looking for a caring, compassionate, and holistic dentist when I heard of Dr. Stickney from my naturopath. You know about me, I've had some bad dental experiences in the past, so I put off going to the dentist. As soon as I stepped into Dr. Stickney's office, though, I felt a lot calmer. His team was warm and caring, and they put me at ease right away. During my exam, Dr. Stickney explained everything he was doing and why he was doing it. You know, I even had the opportunity to see my teeth as he looked at them with a small camera. And because he only sees one patient at a time, I didn't feel rushed, and he answered all the questions I had. He treated me with respect regarding my views on alternative health and is willing to work with my health care providers. I'll be going back to Dr. Stickney for all my dental work. I'll tell you, he's earned my trust, and I'm sure he'll earn yours, too. Give him a call today at 206-728-1330. The number again is 206-728-1330. Or visit his website at seattledentalcare.com.
The word has gotten out that the Seattle Weekly has a section called the Mind, Body, Spirit section, printing on the third week of each month. This section of the Seattle Weekly offers you all kinds of services, ranging from the natural beauty products to energy healing and much, much more. For more information about the Seattle Weekly, call Jesse directly at 206-467-4303. That's 206-467-4303. Pick up a copy of Seattle Weekly at a location near you.
What could a spiritual clearing mean for you? Divining Light has been created to assist you in moving to a place of balance and clarity in your life. You can achieve the balance you're looking for through multiple levels of spiritual clearing. Whether you're looking for a personal clearing, home or office clearing, a disconnect from energetic attachments, or ritual blessings, call me, Lucia, at 425-649-1112. That's 425-649-1112. Or visit my website at DiviningLight.com. That's DiviningLight.com.
All right, welcome back to Contact Talk Radio, everybody. Our guest this morning is author of this amazing book, Triumph Over Hepatitis C. One of the few people on this planet right now that is spreading the word about hepatitis C and making it his focus on creating awareness for individuals out there in our society who may or may not know somebody with hepatitis C, and you never know, you may end up having hepatitis C yourself and be grateful that Lloyd Wright is alive today because he cured himself of hepatitis C. If you want to get a copy of his book, he is giving away his book to every caller that calls his office and shipping it to you for free at 877-676-1615. That's for every caller that calls in at 877-676-1615. Get your copy today. It's an amazing book. Triumph Over Hepatitis C is the book. The website, hepatitiscfree.com. And there's just a ton of information on there about Lloyd Wright, hepatitis C, interferon information. It's just tremendous. Lloyd, it's great that you're alive to be able to speak about this today. And obviously everybody has a reason for their life and living in their life. So, you know, once again, thank you for being alive and sharing this information.
It's my crusade.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that I did want to ask you about briefly, and we don't spend, I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but Pamela Anderson, she also had hepatitis C.
Yeah, she does.
And has she cured herself of it as of yet, or is it still working on it?
No, she goes to a... Pamela is a vegan.
Okay.
She eats no animal products.
Right.
And she is... she's actually using a person who calls themselves a doctor who bought their degree on the internet. I've gotten emails from her, and we looked up her degree, and it's kind of strange. She says she takes one pill a day, and she's got a great article in Edge magazine this month, so I think everybody should go out and buy Edge magazine and check out that article.
Okay. All right. So, okay, well, that's interesting to know, because there are a lot of vegans that we have listening to the show as well that might be interested in knowing what they can do to heal themselves of Hep C if they have it and they're vegan.
Yeah, I have a vegan program for people that don't eat any animal products, and it works really well.
Excellent. Lloyd, I have a question through email here. This comes from Elaine. She says she has a friend who went through the interferon treatment about 3 years ago. Before the treatment, she was fatigued and doing little. Now she participates in triathlons. Was she one of the lucky ones, or can she expect problems in the future?
I would say she was one of the lucky ones. You know, I hear about these people, but they never contact me. And I think if they're out there, I would like to hear from them. And I think that's great.
Yeah, yeah. Well, obviously...
Because I don't hear those stories.
Isn't that interesting? Well, Elaine, if you're listening, it would be a good idea for you to have your friend contact Lloyd as well and get her story as well to find out what her deal was. Lloyd, do you think from that perspective, though, then... that because interferon works, it depends on also the person's individual chemical buildup of their own body? Or how bad Hep C is?
No, I don't.
No?
I think that it's so perfectly individual with each person that there is no way to predict. I accidentally ended up at a doctor's conference where they were telling them about interferon at the Ritz-Carlton once about 5 years ago, and the doctors were walking around and saying to each other, well, these people should just get it together and tolerate it. And having been on it, I know that that's a statement that doesn't fit it. It just doesn't fit. If every one of those doctors took one shot of interferon, they would drop talking about it in that fashion. This, some people cannot tolerate it. You've seen The Incredible Hulk, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Yes.
When I took a shot of interferon, that is what happened to me. I turned into The Incredible Hulk. I was dangerous, okay? I mean, I isolated myself in my house, and I did not go out because I easily could have killed people. I was extremely dangerous. And my doctor told me, well, take a Tylenol with it. And he gave me a free bag of Tylenol.
Take a Tylenol? The doctor told you to take a Tylenol?
Yep.
Unbelievable. Take a Tylenol. Call me in the morning.
Have some chamomile.
I can tell you that more people have more damage from interferon than there are people who are successful with it.
And do you know why there's people that are successful with it? Do you have any research on that?
No, I don't. I don't have a clue.
It's not interesting.
Because and part of it, is because of the nature of my website and the nature of my books. They attract people who are sick and don't want to use it, or people that are sick used it and it failed.
Yeah.
It doesn't really attract people who used it and had a great time.
Right. Right.
So it is somewhat slanted in that way that those people just don't contact me.
Well, we draw, of course, if people are looking for an alternative method and hearing you talk on the radio today, obviously 8 years ago, you've been hepatitis C-free for over 5.5 years.
Now. I've been hepatitis C-free since April 10th, 1997.
April 10th, 1997. Now, and you've had no other symptoms come up? You've got nothing? Now, what's your diet now? Have you changed what you eat? What do you do now for yourself, for your own food?
I pretty much eat whatever I want. I mean, I don't go to McDonald's.
Right.
I don't eat junk food. I avoid fried foods. I avoid fatty foods. Livers don't like that. I do not consume any artificial sweeteners. People should stay away from those. They are dangerous to even healthy people. I do use a lot of my program today. I didn't for several years, but then I discovered that so many people develop primary liver cancer from hepatitis C that scares me, because everybody in my family's had some type of cancer and most of them died from it. So I do a lot of my stuff now just to hopefully prevent it. I have a person who works in my office who had primary liver cancer that I cured, and I can tell people how to do it. It's not, if they get a biopsy, they're done for. If somebody gets diagnosed with primary liver cancer, they should not let any doctor biopsy it. You can recognize it by physical characteristics. There's no need to biopsy it. As soon as you biopsy it, it spreads to the lungs and brains and kills you in about 6 months.
Mm, wow.
If you don't do that, there's ways to deal with it.
You know, the human body to me is really just amazing in itself. I mean, we can't even breathe our air without breathing in some form of virus, or whether it's a killer or not. I mean, our air is the quality of our air is just chock full of it. So it's the human body is, to me, we should be able to heal things naturally, because we came from the earth, are of the earth, and should be able to cure ourselves of what's on the earth and not something that's manufactured in a plant. Do you know what I mean?
I do, but there's this thing called money that gets in way of the concept.
Money, yes, M-O-N-E-Y, money, which is far from what you're doing here, because you are a nonprofit organization. You're actually giving these books away. Now, for anybody who would like to get a copy of Lloyd Wright's book, Triumph Over Hepatitis C, An Alternative Medicine Solution, he is giving a copy away for everybody that calls in to his office right now at 877-676-1615. And if for some reason you can't get through and you end up leaving a message, just leave your name and your phone number and your address and pertinent details, and someone will get back to you as soon as they can. Again, that number is 877-676-1615. He's going to give away a copy of his book and ship it to you for free, Triumph Over Hepatitis C. It's his story and cures and what can be done. And it's just a ton of information in these books. Lloyd, it's really amazing to me how well you have done in healing yourself and maintaining your own health. Now, Lucia, you got something else you want to read there?
I do. I have another testimonial here that beautiful. I want to read. We're coming up to the end, and I want to share this with people because I just think these testimonials are just beautiful. It says, Lloyd, after reading your book, I began taking milk thistle and drinking teas. In 2 months, my ALT dropped from 103 to 44. My AST also dropped from 130 to 76, and I haven't touched any interferon. Lloyd, your book has been the best inspiration for me, and I'm sure I'll be talking to you soon. I'm impressed. You're the man, GN.
You're the man.
You're the man.
If people want to read testimonials, there are thousands of them on my message board. Unaltered.
Yeah.
I take the last name off usually.
Yeah.
Or it depends on what the person requests.
How does that make you feel knowing what you've done, Lloyd?
Oh, it doesn't affect me at all. I'm losing my mind from no vacation and doing it for so long. In this constant battle every person that calls, my doctor said these herbs are dangerous for my liver. They won't do anything. You have to hope for the people who know what they want.
Yeah.
And Dr. Finnegan once said to me on his deathbed, he said, Lloyd, don't try to convince anybody to do it. Just work with the people who want to do what you did. And he was right. Those people get well. You can't, the pharmaceutical industries run the TV networks, they run the news, they've got thousands of ads out there, they've bent the brains of Americans, and then either you believe or you don't. It's really unfortunate. But those people who don't want to use them and they do what I did, they do best.
Yeah.
Well, Lloyd, I'm really glad that you're bringing this information about. Again, you know, it really makes a difference. The thing with the testimonials that I'm seeing people who are noticing definite differences physiologically within a month, and they're seeing definite results from their blood charts within 3 months. And you know, this is something that I'm so glad that you're doing, and I'm really glad that you stated, you know, hey, you know, I'm not here to twist anybody's arm to do it. You know, if you're ready for it, if you want to live a healthy life, here it is, and that's Triumph Over Hepatitis C, the book, An Alternative to Medicine Solutions. So thank you for writing this book. And once again, for our listeners who want this book, the phone lines have been crazy over at Lloyd's, so just keep on trying.
Keep on going, yep. At 877-676-1615. That's 877-676-1615. And hepatitiscfree.com is the website. Hepatitiscfree.com is the website. Next time Lloyd's going to be with us is going to be September 13th. Lloyd, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
You
just say no to interferon.
Just say no.